this time this year. Seemed like the time, Brother Roger, has just gone so quick. Time waits on no man. Here on this earth, we keep time by minutes, hours, days, months, years. There is no time in heaven. Brother Arnold, Jesus is there. Brother Roger, and I'm going to see him. I'm going to see him. We sang the song, Grace, 'tis a charming sound. Harmonious to the ear. I'm glad and thankful for the grace. Grace and truth come by who? The law and the prophets were until John. Law and the prophets. Thank God, Brother Roger, we don't live under that law.
Grace.
I thank God for that.
Amen.
Too many brethren, probably even right among us, Brother Ross, want to have that law. Brother Roger, but it's not no benefit to us no more for salvation.
Not for salvation.
Not for salvation. The law will not save nobody. He said, I write my laws in your heart, Brother Corbett, and I place them in your mind. You don't have to ask Brother Roger what's right, or Brother Ross, or Brother Terry, Brother John, Brother Willis. You don't have to ask them what's right. You know what's right, Brother Ross. You know what's right. God put it in your heart, Brother Ross. You don't have to run to your neighbor and say, if I steal, is that wrong? You know it's wrong.
You'll know it before you do it.
You don't have to ask these things. People just try to justify their own deeds. Every man is right in his own eyes. And you've got people, Brother Keith, that try to justify their acts through their own pastor. Their own preacher, Brother Ross. Their moderator, whatever you want to call them. They'll say, Brother Terry, that's all right, ain't it? You ever have them ask you that, Brother Roger? That's all right if I do that. Nothing wrong with that. Well, if you had to ask, it was wrong. If you had to ask, it was wrong. God knows what's in your heart. God knows all about you. And you know when you're doing something that's wrong. And you know when you do, and here it is, just as bad to do something that's wrong as to not do something that God told you to do. You're not doing it.
Absolutely.
People are always looking at, well, I'm not doing nothing, but are you doing something? It's the same way. It works the same way.
Amen.
God knows your heart. He knows your mind. He said, I made man. I know what's in him. I don't need anybody to testify of him. I don't need that. I don't need that. But here's what you need to do. Put your light up on the candlestick.
Yeah, yeah.
So that are the, all of those that are in where, Brother Fred?
In
the house may see your light. And this don't just apply to preachers.
No. No, it don't.
It don't just apply to preachers.
No.
It applies to every Christian person who lives. Everywhere. Let your light so shine before the world. They may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
Not to glorify regular Baptists.
No,
not to glorify Church of Christ. Glorify Pentecostal. But to glorify God, Brother Roger.
Amen. That's our job.
Now people, we're not here to worship in the name of regular Baptists. They're good people, or I wouldn't be part of them.
Amen.
Brother Roger. Or they're just like car salesmen. There's some good ones and there's some bad ones. That's the truth, Brother Ross. Now, let's put it where it belongs, Brother Roger. Because you have a name of being a Church of Christ, don't automatically make you a good person.
No, sir.
Because you have a name of being a regular Baptist, don't make you a good person. What makes you good? But there is none good except the Father.
Amen.
What makes you right is because You believed on the finished works of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
If you don't believe on the finished works of Christ Jesus, you're going to hell.
That's right.
Amen. That's the way it is. Now, Brother Roger, he finished the work.
Yes, he did.
And I often tell him here, as far as salvation is concerned, Jesus has done all he's going to do.
That's it. Amen.
He said it's finished.
He's done it all. Brother Winnie, he ain't going to do no more. You have to believe upon the finished works of Christ to be saved.
Amen.
No matter who you are, no matter how poor you are, how rich you are, I told him the other day, we're going to get into the church. I said, when Zacchaeus wanted to see him, Brother John, he made a great effort.
Yeah, he heard something.
He heard about him, and he went.
He sure did.
And the Bible's very plain in this, Brother Roger. Said that he went and climbed the sycamore tree. Why did he just say sycamore? Did he say any other? Why did he just say tree? There's a purpose.
Amen.
Have you ever tried to climb a sycamore tree?
Ain't hard to do it at all.
Well, a little bit of bark sticking out on it, it's sticky, it's slick. If you can't get to the first limb, you can't make it. Why did he say sycamore? Why didn't he just say tree? There was effort. There was an effort put forth for this man to be able to get to see Jesus. Now, brother, whether you believe it or not now, the Bible don't write these words just for putting it filling spaces.
No.
There's a purpose for it. Mm-hmm. I know I'm summarizing.
You're all right.
That's good.
But today, there's got to be a reason, Brother Ross, for what we do and why we do it.
Amen.
Why did we come out here today? Did you go out to see a reed shaking in the wind? Huh?
No, sir.
More than that.
Huh? There's more than that, Brother Roger.
Yes.
You come out to see what? A man clothed in fine raiment?
No.
No? What did you come out for? The same reason Zacchaeus made an effort to go and climb that tree.
Amen.
To see Jesus.
Amen.
Brother Corbin, how do you see him? Do you see him with these eyes here?
No.
I can put on my glasses, Brother Roger, and I still can't see him.
Amen.
But I can see him in the acts of his people.
Amen.
By the acts of his people. I can see him through my grandchildren. And I can see him through the grown-ups of their works that they do. Brother Fred, and I want you to know, if I can't see the works, brother, it bothers me, Brother Ross. If I can't see the works of Christ in a Christian man and woman, it bothers me.
Yes, sir.
You better be able to see something.
Because he said, I was the light of the world, and I am going away, and now ye, not the world, brother, not the world, but the church, Brother Fred, that ye are the light of the world.
Amen.
No man lighteth a candle, put it under a bushel.
No, sir.
He putteth it on a candlestick so that it may give light unto all that are in the house. Are you putting your light on a candlestick? Or are you even letting it shine? Are you trying to make it shine? No, you can't make it shine. But you can let it shine. Yes, to do, brother, you can let it shine if you will do that. And somebody said, can I hinder that light? Yeah, you can by this right here. Well, today, Brother John, Jesus was the light of the world.
Amen.
Now ye are the light of the world. Brother Roger, that's the only light that this world has for Christian men and women.
Right.
Let your light shine. Do the work that God told you to do. And happy ye will be if you do them.
Yeah.
And unhappy you will be if you do not.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Most
miserable. Apostle said like this, if I had hope in this life here, in this world only, I would be of all men
most miserable.
But my hope is not of this world. My hope is of Jesus Christ, and it rains down in my body. Else to me, Brother Fred, my hope is Jesus, and my hope cannot die. My hope is an anchor, God, the soul which is Jesus Christ, a steadfast and unmovable, cannot be removed, Brother John. Are you founded on the rock, or are you founded on some other thing, Brother, that floats away with any old wind and doctrine? He said, he told his people, do not, God, be swayed away by every wind of doctrine. Because there's men going out today, Brother Arnold, preaching their own way.
Amen. Amen.
There are men that have itching ears.
Yes, sir.
Preaching things that's not edifying. Preaching things that are not true. We have churches, what we call churches, Brother Roger, that's gathered out today worshiping idol gods.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I told Brother Corbett, don't get thinking that you can't come to the place that you don't worship idol gods. Whatever you put before God is your God.
Amen.
I don't care if you're the best Christian to walk the earth. You've got this flesh to contend with, Brother Roger, and occasionally you will let something come before you and God.
That's the truth.
I'm not perfect, Brother Fred. But the Bible says to strive. What does the word mean, strive? It means to sit down here on your seat and just do nothing? Is that what it means, Brother Corbin?
Work at it.
It means to work.
Yep.
Not for salvation. Work because you have salvation. See? Work because you have salvation, Brother Larry. Not because you're going to get salvation through your natural works. But you will work yourself out of works. You will do that. Every man and every woman. I meant to tell everybody, hope you had a good Christmas. And I do. But I'm here for Christ's sake.
Amen.
I'm not here to worship the holidays that man has established. Don't get mad at me, people.
No.
We had Christmas at our house, too. But I'm not here, Brother Winston, to worship man and their establishments. I'm here to worship Christ. Because He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. And besides Him, there ain't no more. There is no other name under heaven whereby that what? Man can do what?
Be saved.
How must he be saved? By
grace,
by and believing that Jesus Christ came here.
Amen.
Now, Brother Corbett, is that all there is to it because he died on Calvary that we're saved? Huh? I told him yesterday morning, I tried to teach my church, Brother Roger, that we're not under that law no more. I don't want nobody coming to the Little Jewel Church preaching the law for salvation. I don't want that, Brother Ross. You don't want that in Little Zion Church, do you? You want them, Brother Ross, to preach Jesus for salvation. People today have a misconception. They are led by men. They are being led by men, Brother Fred. They're not being led by God. They're being impressed by how much money they pay.
Right.
They're being impressed by all and any things. And I want you to know that people are going to heaven trying to impress Jesus when they get there. They're going, Bill. I'm trying for that purpose. To impress Jesus. They're going to say, Jesus, I did all these things in your name. You mean I can't come in? You mean I can't come in?
No.
I visited the sick. I paid my debts.
Amen.
I hugged the preacher every Sunday. I shook his hand at the door. I done all these things. And I give 10% of my earnings, which is nothing wrong with that, brother. I don't have no problem with a man giving 10%. I don't have any problem with him giving 50% if he can afford it.
You got it.
He's got it. I don't have no problem with that. But if you're doing that for the purpose of salvation, it's going to waste your time. Here's what he's going to say to you. Here's what he's going to say to you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. For I never knew you. He didn't say, I one time knew you and forgot about you.
No, ain't no such a thing.
He didn't say that. Go read the 6th chapter of Hebrews, brethren, find out what it means. He didn't say that I once saved you and I lost you.
No.
He didn't say that, Brother Roger.
No.
What God does, he does forever.
Absolutely.
Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. He knew you in creation. But he didn't know you in regeneration.
That's
and
it.
Being born again.
That's
what it is, folks. And you people that are sitting in this house, I don't care where you sit here, you sit back there. We have a bad idea of saying, you people out there, you need to get saved. I don't know about them people out there.
Amen.
I don't know about these people up here.
Exactly right.
I don't know about me, Brother Roger. That's all I know about.
Amen.
And it's a bad habit for us to point out there and say, you all ought to repent. They may have already repented. I don't know. They don't know. I don't know. But I'll tell you what you do know.
You know.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And you know.
Every one of you know whether you repented or not.
Yes, sir.
They say I don't know nothing. But I know I passed from death unto life. Because why, Brother Roger? Because I love the brethren. Sometimes I wonder if I love them like I should.
Amen, brother.
That's the problem I have. So, then there's going to be some says, come in, you blessed of my Father. What? Inherit what? Kingdom. That was prepared before the foundation of the world. If I told you, we're going to ask for a prayer request. If I told you that Jesus and God were together in heaven all the time, would you believe me?
Sure.
Would you believe me if I told you that they knew the grace covenant was going to be in being before the law comes?
Sure.
Would you believe me? The grace covenant, brother, was already known about before the law came, before the foundation of the world, Brother Roger.
Right.
I didn't write it.
Brother
Ross, I didn't write it. But I believe it.
Right.
He had these things. He had the law for the very purpose of a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ.
Amen.
And it did its job.
Yeah, it did.
Now, brother preachers, If it fits in your category, quit preaching the law for salvation.
Amen.
You ministers of Jesus Christ, whether you be a preacher or not, you're all ministers.
Amen.
Quit telling people that grace ain't sufficient. Grace is sufficient to keep you.
Sufficient to keep you.
Not keep yourself, but to keep you. Grace will keep you. Grace is great. It's the most wonderful thing that ever happened. Do you believe in Jesus? Yeah, I believe in him. I believe in him. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit here. Put it off. I ain't going to be baptized. I ain't going to join no church. I'm going to stay home 52 weeks a year. And I'm going to tell everybody in my neighborhood I'm a Christian. But I ain't going to church for 52 weeks a year. I ain't going to church. I ain't going to do none of these things, but I'm a Christian. Then you're going to go. Then if Brother Roger comes along, he say, hey, you know Tommy Jones down the road here? Yeah, I know him. He says he's a Christian. Well, I don't think he is. He never goes to church.
Yeah.
He never goes to church. Brother, it don't pull no weight. Jesus meant for you to go to church.
Yes, he did.
Did he meant for you to come to Little Jewel Church? That's between you and God. But he meant for you to go to church. I love each and every one of you. Didn't mean to. Just wanted to give some instruction this morning. God is good. And I don't want nobody coming in this building. We call it a church, but it's not a church. It's just a building. church is within you.
Amen.
But I have a responsibility, Brother Roger, for men and women to come in this church to have the truth preached to them.
Amen. Yes, sir.
If a man come before here and preach something false to my people, he ought to be talked to.
Amen, brother.
That's your job.
Brother Ross, it is my responsibility. Amen. And I promise you that I will carry it out.
I believe that, brother.
I promise you that any man that comes here that preaches anything other than Jesus Christ, he'll not be invited back to our stands no more. Is that too hard, Brother Roger?
No, sir.
No,
man.
That's solid.
No.
That's solid.
Jesus is the reason for all seasons.
Amen.
Not for the 25th of December.
For all.
For all seasons.
Amen.
Jesus is the reason that I come here today.
Amen.
I told him yesterday, there's more of an obligation put on me, Brother Roger, than there are regular members here. There's more put on me. And God knew that he would equip me to handle it if he'd call me. Now, there's some that don't do their job, no doubt. I tell them, Brother Roger, we've got 4 pages of ministers. About 2 of them, pages about all you ever see. Now, brother, I'm not being mean, I'm being honest. People, if God has called you, you need to go.
Amen.
If God ain't called you to preach, he still called you to go out and do his work.
Amen.
Are you doing his work?
Amen.
You know whether you are or not. Yeah. I love each and every one. Has anybody got a prayer request?
I've got a neighbor, Brother Lowell Boss. She's had about 5 strokes.
Anybody else? We have a lot of people on the prayer list here. Won't mention them all, but we pray for the sick, all the sick. And,
amen. Yeah.
And I might would say that some of our ministers are gone. Brother Junior's gone up north, and Brother Greg's wife, real sick. She's got the virus. That virus is pretty rampant all over the place. And have several. Brother David Robinson is sick. He's not here, not able to come. Remember them. And but this church don't revolve around Terry Bryant, and it don't revolve around Junior Rubble, and it don't revolve around Greg Lewis. It revolves around Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
But we miss one.
When you put your trust in just some man, you know, like when Brother Baxter left, they thought the church would go down. Well, it did somewhat, Brother Roger. It went down. But God had other people around to come around. We had it built up one time, and then some other men destroyed it down again. Men in their ways do things that's not edifying to the cause of Christ. But Jesus said, he told Peter, we're going to get a song, have prayer. Told Peter, he said, up on this rock, I'll build whose church? My church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, Brother Corbett, it's not your church. It's not mine. What we put over our door out there, the Church of Jesus Christ, called Old Regular Baptist. It's Jesus Christ. Remember Linda. Anybody else? Anybody else?
That's
Terry.
You see it. A lot of people sick. And remember Sister Hetty. There's, we all, here's what we do. Everyone, me included, most of the time. I don't do it much, but. Son, when we get sick, first thing we do, run to the doctor. Run to the doctor, try to get well. I patronize doctors very little, to be honest with you, tell you the truth about it. But there's a sickness that's already a remedy for them.
Mm-hmm.
And people won't take advantage of it.
Amen.
Larry. The worst sickness ever known to man, Sissy, is sin. And they won't take advantage of Christ and his finished works. Folks, this world is drawing to a rapid close.
Amen.
A rapid close, Brother Arnold. Have you ever lived in times like we live in today? None of you have. It's going to get worse and worse. But thank God, Mother Ross, the Christian people will be spared the worst of this. They'll be called up.
Yep.
He said, I will never tempt you, but that's what you're able to bear. But I will make an away. Same, Brother John. We're glad you've come to be with us. Hope everything's well with you.